Welcome to English with Fraser, the weekly podcast for intermediate English learners who are serious about improving. Whether you're brushing up or building your confidence, join me each week for real conversations, smart tips, and the touch of that British charm. Let's level up your English one episode at a time. Hello, dear listeners, and welcome back to English with Fraser, the podcast where we make English effortless, one episode at a time. Today, we're talking about one of my favourite times of the year, and that is autumn, in particular, autumn in England, or as some Americans say, fall, but if you're in Britain, it's definitely autumn, and don't you dare say fall to me. And of course, I'm joined by my always so trusty sidekick, Winston the British Bulldog.
Good day, dear listeners. Autumn in England, eh? The season of conkers, crisp mornings, and the smell of bonfires drifting through the mist. Makes one feel proud to be British, doesn't it, Fraser?
It really does, Winston. So today, we're going to explore what autumn in England feels like, the weather, the traditions, the food, and even some language connected with this magical season. Part 1. Setting the scene, the weather. Let's start with the weather because, well, we're British, of course. Autumn in England is that moment when summer says goodbye and the chill starts creeping in. The mornings are colder, the evenings are darker and faster, and the leaves on the trees turn from green to red, orange and gold. You'll know you're speaking to a Brit when they mention that, oh, it seems to have turned darker earlier recently. This is because as you get further on into autumn, the days become shorter until it crescendos into the clocks going back. That means the clocks change from 5 o'clock to 4 o'clock. So the clocks go back 1 hour. And that, of course, means it gets darker a lot quicker because you've lost an hour in the day.
Quite right. And let me add, we Brits are connoisseurs of drizzle. Autumn is when you perfect the art of walking to the bus stop in a light rain with your umbrella flipping inside out thanks to a cheeky gust of wind. Character building, I say.
That's true, Winston. But there's also something cosy about it. Wrapping up in scarves, wearing a big coat, sipping a hot cup of tea while the rain taps against the window outside. Or my personal favourite is that weather when it's not too warm, but also not freezing cold yet. There's a famous song called Sweater Weather, and actually this kind of sums the mood up right. I'd say that between 10 to 15 degrees, when it's perfect weather to wear a hoodie or a jumper outside, you don't have to wear a coat, but also you want to wrap up warm a little bit. Part 2. Autumn traditions in England. Now, autumn isn't just about the weather. It's also packed with many traditions. One of our biggest is Bonfire Night, or Guy Fawkes Night, which falls on the 5th of November each year. People light bonfires, set off fireworks, and burn effigies of a man called Guy Fawkes. Who's Guy Fawkes? Well, he's the man who tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament in 1605.
Ha! Typical Brit. We take an act of treason and turn it into a yearly celebration with sparklers and toffee apples. Only in England, old boy.
And then there is, of course, Halloween, which has become increasingly popular over the years. although we cannot try and claim that Halloween is ours. This originates from the States in America. Now, what do people do on Halloween? Well, Halloween is big for children, and that's because children dress up in fancy costumes, fancy dress, usually scary or haunted, that sort of zombie or ghost, that sort of vibe, and they go trick or treating. Now, trick or treating is when you knock on people's door and you say trick or treat, and they're supposed to either say, okay, we'll give you a treat, which would be some sweets or chocolates, or trick, which would be them giving you something bad, or even shutting the door on your face. When I was younger, I always did love trick-or-treating. We used to walk around our small neighbourhood, and we used to go with parents. There'd maybe be four or five kids and one parent, and you'd knock on all the houses that had decorations up. So they had decorations, such as a carved pumpkin. Then that means you've got the go-ahead to knock on there and ask if they can give you some sweets by saying trick-or-treat, like that. And we used to have like a pumpkin basket and put all the sweets in there, and you'd get your classic Cadbury's, Nestle's, lots of chocolates, lots of sweets. Good fun indeed. Perhaps we'll do a longer episode on Halloween once the day arrives.
Indeed. Pumpkins are American imports, but I'll admit they're easier to hollow out than a rock-hard Swede. Still, nothing wrong with borrowing a little fun from across the pond.
Part 3. Autumn food. Now, let's talk about food in autumn. It's the season of the hearty meal. Stews, pies, Sunday roasts, plenty of gravy on top. And then you've got an apple crumble, which I actually ate yesterday. Although I do seem to think the apple crumble may have been off yesterday and made me feel a little bit under the weather today. You've also got hot puddings, lots of custard, endless mugs of tea to keep the cold away.
And don't forget the toffee apples. Every true Brit has chipped a tooth on one at least once during bonfire night. And conkers. Not for eating, mind you, but for smashing together in the school playground until your champion conker cracks the others.
Ah yes, conkers. It's one of those classic childhood games in the UK. And autumn doesn't really feel autumn without some conkers knocking around. Now you may be thinking, what on earth is a conker? A conker is the seed of a horse chestnut tree. It has a shiny brown outer colour, and then there's the spiky green shell it grows inside. Now, every couple of years, these would grow on trees and people would pick them up and collect them. Now, they used to be fun and always shiny, so they used to be fun to shine them so they're extra smooth. But then there was a traditional game called the Game of Conkers. And that's when you get one of these conkers, you tie a piece of string around it, and then you have to play against an opponent, and each of you take turns hitting their conker with your conker until the last conker stands, until one conker gets destroyed and the other is fine. So you'd sort of have one conker hanging in one man's hand, and then the other person would use his conker and spin it and try and hit it, spin it around and hit it and hit the other conker. And if that conker breaks or gets destroyed, then the person with the last conker standing is the winner.
Ah, autumn food in England. Now that's where we truly shine, old boy. Picture this. The evenings drawing in, a nip in the air, and the smell of a beef stew bubbling away on the stove. You've got root vegetables, carrots, parsnips, and the humble turnip, soaking up all that rich gravy. And then there's the Sunday roast, of course, which becomes even more glorious in autumn. Crisp roast potatoes, Yorkshire puddings rising tall and golden, a proper joint of beef or lamb, and lashings of mint sauce or horseradish, Let's not forget the puddings, mind you. Autumn is the season of apple crumble. Tart Bramley, apples topped with buttery crumble and drowned in custard. Or treacle sponge, steaming hot with golden syrup oozing over the sides. Comfort food fit for a king. And if you want a true British treat, there's nothing like warming your hands on a hot cup of tea while crunching through a toffee apple, fireworks cracking in the background. That, Fraser, is the taste of an English autumn. Hearty, homely, and absolutely glorious.
Well, Winston, not sure we're going to be able to top that beautiful, rousing and patriotic speech on these lovely shores. But part four, and that is the language of autumn. Now, as this is English with Fraser, it seemed fitting to look at some useful vocabulary and expressions. Crisp air. So that could be an autumn's day when the air feels fresh and cool, especially in the morning. Golden leaves, describing the colour of the trees, or golden leaves crunching underneath your boot. Chilly, so that's when it's cold enough for a coat. It's chilly outside, I better bring my coat. And cosy, one of those cracking English words, meaning warm, safe and comfortable.
And don't forget the phrase Indian summer. That's when you get a few warm days in autumn, just when you thought you'd packed away the sunglasses.
Ah, yes, well remembered. And also, there was the that classic line, autumn years, which means the later years of someone's life. A metaphor drawn from the season. So, dear listeners, I'll leave you with this. As we close today, remember, autumn in England reminds us of who we are as a nation. The stoicism to endure the drizzle, the joy of fireworks in the dark, and the love of a warm pudding after a Sunday roast. It's a season that captures the British spirit, resilience, tradition, and the ability to find joy in the simple things in life. So, one's advice, grab a scarf, pour yourself a cuppa, and take a brisk autumn walk among the golden leaves. You'll feel as British as Big Ben on a foggy morning. Thank you. That's a wrap on today's episode of English with Fraser. I hope you enjoyed and learned something new. Remember, mastering English is all about immersing yourself in natural content. After all, we're making English effortless, one episode at a time. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Keep going. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and most importantly, share with a friend, family member, or colleague who also may be learning English. I'll be back soon with more natural English content. Until then, keep practicing, listening, and enjoy the journey. Bye for now.